they have been really spectacular everywhere. And in Otero County, what the county clerk is telling us is that there is almost a record number of early in-person and absentee voting happening. Now, we all know that presidential elections tend to drive up the number of voters who come to the polls, but it's been extraordinary since polls opened on October 6th, the amount of people who decided to participate in the election. So just as a roundup, here are some numbers to consider. We've had 6,268 total absentee ballots requested, with 6,798 voters either in person or by absentee ballot, so close to 7,000 ballots cast. We know that leading in Otero County are Republicans or voters who identify as Republicans, but they're followed closely by those voters who identify as Democrats. So it is a season to watch, definitely.
And you said there's something going around there as far as voting. That's a mobile voting unit. Tell me more about that.
Right. So as part of an effort to get voters to come out and be able to participate, and because COVID is so impacted, how we're able to do that, Otero County has deployed a mobile voting unit. They hosted one in Tularosa this last weekend, and they basically go in, they set up your voting booth, they set up the check-in box, and, you can just jump in really quickly, hand over your ID, cast your ballot, and go about your day. Now, the plan is to continue doing that. There will be another one happening in Chaparral Community Center from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 30th. Through the 31st of this month.
And so far, Otero County hasn't been what we'd consider a hot spot for COVID in New Mexico. How are things going?
Correct. So there are many more counties surrounding Otero which are considered red counties. That is an indicator of infection per 100,000 people in a community or in a specific area, or that there is a greater than 5% infection rate over a 14-day rolling period. Now, that's interesting to keep in mind, because what we're seeing is that in surrounding counties, infection rates for COVID-19 are going up. What we know recently for Otero County is that there have only just been two new cases, and our death toll has remained pretty steady, whereas, for example, in Lee County and Eddy County and Lincoln County, those numbers have been on the rise.
We see some protections for the jumping mouse. What can you tell us about the mouse and its habitat, and what protections does it have?
Correct. So most people know this mouse as a kangaroo mouse. It's that cute little one with the long tail that you see jumping around, towards the end of the day and into the night. They are nocturnal. Back in 2014, Otero County's Cattlemen Association joined in the federal lawsuit, which would have essentially asked the courts to remove habitat protection for this mouse. Now, what is understood is that some oil and gas operations, as well as operations within national forest lands, were impacting this habitat. Federal protections for this habitat included no leasing for oil and gas extraction, no visitation or recreation on those lands. Now, that order was challenged by the Cattlemen's Association in Otero County and a couple of other organizations, but just last week, a federal judge said, no, those protections need to remain in place at least for a while longer to bring the numbers of these protected species back up.
And in other judge news, a longtime judge there is hanging up his gavel, huh?
Very true. So we would like to congratulate Judge Count on his announced retirement. He is actually the most senior judge in New Mexico and has had the opportunity to preside over some very interesting cases in this area. He has decided to hang up his gown for the time being. He would have been up for re-election, but we do wish him the best in his retirement.
Thank you very much for keeping us up to date, Jessica. Have a wonderful week.
You as well.